Putting yourself in someone else's shoes is quite often a difficult thing to do. I find myself struggling with it all the time, especially at this day and age. I think I find myself struggling with it more today than I used to, because I feel that not a lot of people do that. And when you don't have that reciprocated back to you, it's difficult to then do it yourself. It is. It's one of those things where you have to take a look at what's going on to explain the behavior of someone. It's very easy to get frustrated with people out there that may not be acting quite as civil or quite as professional as you would expect. But sometimes taking a moment to do that can explain quite a bit, not necessarily to excuse behavior, but sometimes to explain and better understand it. Living like locals when you go on vacation, that's a way to put yourself in someone else's shoes. It's also a way to experience a location as close to authentically as possible, including the good and the bad. And sometimes paranormal can be, I don't know, classified as good or bad, depending on how you're looking at it. Putting yourself in the shoes of someone who is truly in need, that is suffering, does not want to be suffering, but doesn't have the means to take care of themselves. We have a story about that in today's episode as well. And also another story about a grandfather who's passed on. He's very confused, trying to identify who it is they're seeing in life. Is it his daughter? Is it his granddaughter? Kind of believing the ghost is a bit confused. Putting yourself in the perspective, in the shoes of the ghosts in all of these stories, almost gives each story a completely different perspective and different spin than if you're just looking at it from the perspective of the living experiencing it. So kind of each story has almost two sides. It's a very interesting episode. This is EPP bonus episode number 271 of Real Ghost Stories Online. This episode is being released on Halloween of 2019. So happy Halloween to everyone if you are listening today. If it's July 4th of 2028, happy 4th of July. Our shows never get old. So whenever you are consuming this, sit back, relax, enjoy. You're in for some great ghost stories. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. When traveling, it's always, at least in my opinion, fun to experience what life is like as a local, as someone who experiences that setting that you're visiting on a regular basis. Where do they eat? Where do they go for fun? Getting off the path of the tourist. And of course, there's places that you have to do the tourist things because that's the fun part of it, like Disney or something of that nature. But when you're visiting a town, a city, or maybe a city in a different country that you've never experienced, those places to me, those are the places that I like to get off the beaten path and try and live life like a local. That's sometimes where I think you can find some of the most interesting things. And so does the author of our next story. They, her and her husband, were on a vacation, a trip overseas, exploring different areas that they'd never experienced before and trying to really get the full local experience, so much so that they wanted to stay in people's homes. This day and age, Airbnb, things of that nature that exists. And that's exactly what they did. Staying just as the locals would in a local apartment that was on the market for being rented out through one of those services. Very quickly, they discovered that staying as the locals do means staying in some of the more historic buildings, some of the buildings with a very storied past, not the new latest Westin or Hilton, but more so buildings with hundreds and hundreds of years of history. Spirits that roam those halls, spirits that may even recognize them from another place and time. I may have an opinion about them being there, an opinion that the spirits act out on. Take a listen. Last year, my husband John and I went on a vacation to Spain. We hit several cities, including Barcelona and many others, and then made our way down to Granada. I'm someone who likes to be immersed in the culture of a place I'm visiting, so I opted for Airbnbs filled with character rather than newly built hotels. The Airbnb we booked in Granada was right in the medieval quarter of the city. Most of the architecture there was originally from the 12th to 15th centuries. Our apartment was in an old building from the 15th century. We were staying in a renovated loft on the top floor, overlooking a cathedral and the town plaza. The place was beautiful, and we were excited. But when we went to pick up the keys and walk through the place, I got an uneasy feeling, especially in the back part of the apartment near the second bedroom. I would consider myself intuitive and empathic, but I brushed the feeling off, not wanting to sound silly to my extremely logical and skeptical husband. We spent our whole first day exploring the city and didn't come back to our apartment until about 1 in the morning. I spent some time on my phone with my mom, and by the time I was getting ready for bed, it was about 2 to 3 a.m. I changed out of the clothes I'd been wearing all day, put on my nightshirt, and headed to the bathroom to brush my teeth. The bathroom was on the side of the apartment I didn't really like, but I put my brave face on and went by myself. As I was brushing my teeth, it was the strangest feeling. The mirror almost looked like it was warping. I was watching my reflection in the mirror, and it almost felt like the room was spinning. I don't even know how else to describe it. I was freaked out and ran into the living room where my husband was. He immediately asked me what the hell happened to my leg. I looked down and the entire inner thigh of my right leg had deep scratches all the way down to my knee. The scratches broke the skin and they were burning. My heart dropped because I knew in my gut about the place, and I knew that it had not been right. My husband kept looking for a logical explanation for the marks on my leg, but I'd been wearing long pants all day. I did check the pants, and they had no marks on them. I even tried to recreate the marks with my own nails and couldn't. These marks had been done with something much sharper, almost like cat claws. It was far too late for us to leave and find another place, but I certainly wasn't going to sleep knowing something in the apartment did not want me there. So I turned on all the lights, made some tea, and watched Friends until the sun came up. The next day, I was so exhausted, only having gotten maybe 2 hours of sleep. We left the apartment to get breakfast and kept asking my husband if he thought we should leave or not. He was getting frustrated and just said he'd do whatever I wanted if I wanted to sleep. I went back and forth on the matter all day and ran through every single review of the Airbnb to see if I could find out if anyone else had any strange experiences there. Nothing. Hundreds of perfect 4 to 5 star reviews from happy travelers. I also contacted the Airbnb host and sent him a photo of my leg. He was shocked and probably thought I was a little bit crazy. He said he's owned the place for a while and has never experienced anything strange. I decided I'd go back to the place in the daylight and just see how I felt there. So we head back and I just sit in the living room. I called my mom, explained what happened, and asked what she thought about it. She's super religious Catholic. I'm no longer religious but consider myself spiritual. My mom was intrigued by the story and almost jokingly said, "Well, if you really want to see if it's an evil spirit, just start praying." Before I could stop her, she starts saying the Our Father out loud, and she's on speakerphone. I looked over at John, and his nose is dripping blood. Now, I've been with this man for 8 years and have never seen him with a nosebleed ever. I've also never seen him pack our shit faster. Within 15 minutes, he had everything packed and ready to go. We encountered some obstacles trying to leave the door. It would not lock. Then we'd forget something in the place. Then the elevator wouldn't work. And when we finally made our way into the garage, our car wouldn't start. When we finally were able to leave, I went to the nearest, newest hotel. I walked into the front desk and asked if they had any rooms available and if they had any ghosts. They looked at me like I was nuts. The rest of our stay was fine, but I was spooked. I did a little research on Granada, and apparently the government buildings were so haunted that the employees were pushing for the mayor to bring in an exorcist. That's going to wrap up the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 271 of Real Ghost Stories Online. As we continue on with the program, do not miss it. There are some amazing ghost stories in this episode of Halloween 2019, including discussing, can ghosts be confused about the identity of the living? is a grandfather confusing the identity of his granddaughter with that of his own daughter after his passing. We're going to hear a very compelling ghost story on that. And having compassion for a suffering soul in life can sometimes lead to that soul staying close to the living long after their passing. We're going to hear a story that digs deep into the core of humanity and about being good to one another because we're all people and the lasting impact that that can have. Don't miss it in EPP 271 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up to hear it. You'll get access to all 271 bonus episodes, all the advanced episodes of our show, which are commercial free. You get those weeks before they're released to the public. You go to ghostpodcast.com, sign up there, $5 a month for access to all of it, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get your access there and binge away and support the show. Keep us on the air. We couldn't do it without you. Until next time, for Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for listening.